Hey, fantasy fanatics, and welcome to the 4Fs podcast. Lifelong friends Josh and Justin will carry you along this roller coaster season of Monday night comebacks, Sunday dominant performances, and the grueling pressure of not coming last in a league of their closest friends. Now here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
Thanks, Snoop. Welcome back, everyone, to the 4S podcast, where we talk about our fantastic fantasy football teams and our fanatic friendships. I'm Justin. Here's Josh. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, Justin? How are you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm doing all right. It hasn't been the greatest football weekend of mine. I think it's kind of the same for a lot of our guys, at least half of ours, I know. But it's going okay. You?
Yeah, it's going good. My Jags won on Sunday, so I was happy about that. I got the Sunday off to a good start. So
my Broncos won, so it was a double as well.
What a comeback, too.
Absolutely. I was uninterested in like the first half of the game, the way it was going. I was like, oh, well, here's another loss. So I kind of decided to like not pay attention to ESPN app for a little bit, and then I saw we got a touchdown, and we got another one. And then by then, I was like hooked into the app of like the last 2 minutes when they tied the game and they're going for the field goal. So it was against the Bears, which kind of makes them the last team on the league, but it's a win to win. So I'm taking it.
Yeah, no. And Justin Fields did enough for me to help me get my first victory in the Dynasty League. So yay. Thanks to your Broncos. So
absolutely.
Moving forward, I'm going to be picking teams that play the Broncos and try to start all of their players, because that seems to be a good strategy.
You know, when you give like 150 plus points in the first 4 weeks, I can't really argue the strategy. It is what it is. It's a good strategy. It's a bold move there, Cotton. You got to do it until it doesn't work.
Yep. That is true.
Let's talk about our league right now. So right now we only have one undefeated team. That is, of course, is Zach Tanner, Super Saiyan. So congrats, Zach, for making this fire unscored, which is great. I gotta know, who's your biggest team, good or bad, surprises, or who's your most surprising team this far?
I'm surprised at how bad my team has been, and how unlucky I've been. So that's like the biggest surprise. Again, I have a points against higher than anybody else in the entire league. So, that's kind of a bad luck for me.
You're the good luck charm, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. When you play me, you're going to have the best week of your life. So,
except I played Bird this week, and I got destroyed. I had the biggest blowout by 90 points. Bird could have played probably three of his best players and probably almost just barely scraped by me how bad I played this week.
Yeah. But, no, my biggest surprise is how well Zach's team's doing. So, good job, Zach, if you're listening. Matthew Miller's team is always a surprise at the beginning of the season. He's doing really well. And then of course, Chris Whelan, worst to first. He's the number one in his division, on the Skins division.
I was about to say, definitely Whelan is probably my biggest surprise, going from the loser to lean division for now. Still early in the league, but I mean, it's definitely, I think, much better start than he had last season.
Yeah. And, so we can go right into my commissioner's corner if you want.
Go for it, man.
All right. So commissioner's corner, I just wanted to say, don't be discouraged, fellow losers. The season is still young. So anything can happen between now and the end of the season. We all, you know, there's six spots to get in the playoffs, and we can always, there's still two of them way up for grabs. So I'm not saying that all six of them are taken, but don't worry. Also, you're still fighting to not get last place because nobody wants that sticker on their car. And as Chris Whelan found out, you better sure as heck have that sticker on your car, because if I see you without it, you know, the punishment will be severe.
For sure, man.
So. Justin, you sound a lot better and more clear this week. So hopefully Chris and our other listeners can hear you better on the pod this week.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, like I said in our group chat, that the audio was, since I moved to a different room to be closer to the Wi-Fi, I had a bright idea of using my AirPods to be, like, more surround sound, I guess. But I guess that was not good transferring into the pod and then distributing it. So glad you can hear me. Hope you can hear all my opinions, and I'm going to try to work on that from now on.
Yeah, so thanks again, Chris, for that feedback, and any fellow listeners out there, let us know what you think and how you what you think of the show, and if there's anything we can do to improve. We love all that feedback, so send us a message. Click on the link on the Instagram.
That's a perfect example. Like, if you don't like something, or you like something, or you want to say something, shout us out. You know, let us know. We'll definitely open to change some things up, or even, you know, add some things or take out some things. If you hate us doing the power rankings, please tell us. We'll take it out. Probably not, but we'll definitely give it a thought over, you know?
Yep. And if you want to come in and dispute our power rankings, or want to fight back on why you're not my team this week, and, you know, we can always love to hear from you guys.
All right. On that, we'll go to the fab grab, which I think sums up our week perfectly, because there was only one big fab grab for the week, and it was a defense. And mm-hmm. he got bought out for $5 because the other three offers put down zero. So congrats to Chris Whelan, who I guess got the top defense of the week for Detroit, even though I'm not playing Denver, so we'll see how that goes. And then we'll go right to our recap.
Yep.
All starters off here. Right. We got running up the hill versus Super Saiyans, as we said before. Jack Tanner Super Saiyans is undefeated, so he, of course, won that. 139-109. We pull up the actual score list up here. That is not the right page. There it is. So, of course, A.J. Brown went off for Zach Tanner. He got 38 points. Got Keenan Allen, 12 points. Mark Andrews had a big game finals for him, 25 points in the tight end position. So good job for Zach. And, of course, that brings me to Joe, who didn't quite have a great game. He did have Jacobs, who got 27. But other than that, everyone else pretty much played single digits, except for Cousins and Richard White. But other than that, he even got a goose egg from Debo Samuel. 30 points from Seattle defense. So kind of almost made it closer than it could have been, but unfortunately takes the L on that week, and Zach is still undefeated. So again, good job.
Another week where defense scores 30-plus points and the player loses, because that happened to me last week. And that was against Zach. So
even still, I don't remember – in any year, like, multiple defenses scoring that many points in a season.
Yeah, the defenses have been crazy this year in terms of, like, the amount of points that some of them have been scoring.
What's our next game?
All right, next game up is Team Bradford versus Rack City Clutch. So my good buddy Bradford versus my little brother. Bradford came out with the win. I think you picked them as your least favorite, and he showed you.
Definitely did.
Caleb had a good showing from Justin Jefferson and Jalen Hurts. Kamara actually played really well for his first week back from suspension. But everybody else in Caleb's team decided to take the week off. Jones only got him 2 points on his first week back. And his defense got him -1 point. So if he didn't play defense at all, he would have done better than if he did play, you know, since playing a defense. That's Pittsburgh was probably a good shot against Houston, because thinking Houston is not a very good team, but Houston's look good. I mean, they've somehow strung things together and have been playing very well this year. So they're not the team to target this time anymore on when your defense is playing them.
Overall, yeah, it's been harder to tell because, like, I was in Houston and, like, Arizona. With the top teams, you, like, have weak teams. And they've actually shown down the come back against other teams in the NFL. So it's definitely had a lot more strategy when you're picking your starting lineup versus your bench guys.
Yeah. And then, of course, Bradford's team, Lamar Jackson leads it off with 31 points.
Yeah.
So, and Derrick Henry finally got him some points. He did, you know, did well against Cincinnati, who's turned out to be the biggest surprise in the entire season of terms of being the worst team out, one of the worst teams there this year. Their defense isn't good. Their offense isn't good. It's like nothing's working for them. So, got a good showing from Christian Kirk. His defense, Denver. He actually picked up Denver's defense playing Chicago, which was the team to target, I guess. And they played pretty well too. So we got him 13 points. So all in all, it was a good week for Team Dafford. Big plays from his big players, and that's kind of what you need. So,
absolutely. Next game we got is Carson Seagubers. So it's Justin Ray versus Miami Sharks, which of course is John Stanley. And this was not a very pretty game. The score was 120-56. But it's not the biggest blowout, so don't feel bad, John. I will take that crown this week. Kudos to Justin Ray. Jordan Love got him 21 points. Amon-Ra St. Brown had 16. Of course, another big game from Puka Nakura. Got 31. We'll see how he does with the Cooper Kupp coming back. And then everyone else does double digits, except for his kicker and defense. But other than that, pretty solid game overall. John just actually didn't play the right guys, unfortunately. Of course, he went with Joe Burrow, which I understand why you have to, but Joe Burrow only got him 4 points. When he had the bench, CJ Stroud got him 25. David Montgomery, he left him on the bench. I believe that was the Thursday night game, so maybe that's the reason why. But 39 points overall, Mitzen and Jerome Ford, who got them a total of 15. So definitely negative on that part.
I don't know if John would have won if he started those two teams, but he would definitely have made it a lot closer.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to do the math quickly in my head. This is 21 points. It's 77.
64. 56 plus 64 be 120. Yeah, he would have got 120. Well, he actually would have gotten less points because he actually started Montgomery instead of Addison in his flex and then his quarterback, so minus four. No, he was still lost by 4 points.
Well, if he played, if he played Montgomery like over Ford and then Addison got him zero in the flex, so if he decided to go with Palmer, he would have extra 10 points there. So he might have
might have put him over the top.
That's like telling the future. So, I mean, who would knows?
Yeah, who knows?
That's how the games go sometimes. Got to kind of get lucky sometimes. But unfortunately, you know, we said before how John's gambled on the Cincinnati offense and then overall just did not do well. They got 25 points for the three players he has. Or yes. No, 29 points because he has the defense, but that's a different category. So it's just kind of letting him down. Hopefully they'll turn things around, make it easier for John.
And you can say the same thing about Justin too, right? Justin had Khalil Herbert on his bench. He scored him 26 points. So if he started him, he would have, you know, John wouldn't have won even if John started all the players, got the right players. So
yeah, Ray had Najee Harris and Damian Pierce. Like I said, if it was it wasn't a Thursday night game because I get very anxious on playing guys like that for Thursday nights, just because it's so early. But that's some guys have great nights on those, so who knows?
Yeah.
But congrats, Ray. Better luck next week, John. And let's go to our next game.
All right. Wheeling Dealing versus Matthew Miller's team. So Matthew Miller's team decided to wake up this week and, you know, play really well. Stephon Diggs with 36 points. Brandon Ayuk with 20. Solid double digits from Ingram, Schultz, Bass, his kicker, his defense, of course, gave him 27 points because they are definitely one of the best defenses in terms of fantasy output this season. Good showing. Not a great game from Patrick Mahomes, actually, but Matthew didn't need him to beat up on poor little Chris. Chris had a bunch of single digits players. None of his players played well. But again, talking about bench players, Chris had Ferguson and D. Moore on his bench, DJ Moore, who got him some good points he could have put in, but I don't think it would have mattered either way. So,
for sure,
we'll see how Chris does next week.
Yeah, he's still number one division, so he's just got to keep a hold on that title. And,
yeah, and you know who Chris plays next week? Good old me. So, his players, his team, everybody on his team is going to blow up, and he's going to score 200 points against me. So,
I think I know who your favorite team is. Now for the last game is going to be unfortunately it'll be your game, Josh. Mac Attack versus Prestige Worldwide, where you did not win, unfortunately, as we said before. Wasn't too bad of a game. 99-116, definitely one of the closer ones this week. Let's see, Eric had Herbert at 25, Bijan Robinson at 23, Isaiah Pacheco 29 out of the blue. That was I think most surprising for his team this week.
Yeah, I was winning that going in the second Sunday night. I'm like, okay, if I can get Kenneth Walker to score enough to overcome Pacheco and Wilson, I may be okay. And then Pacheco had his amazing night, and I'm like, all right, it's over. There's no way I can come back. So,
you good job, Eric. You had double digits on the bench too, so that's pretty interesting. Richardson, of course, he didn't play.
He had good players on his bench. Yeah, his team played well. My team You know, I didn't really – I played the right people. It was just my starters got hurt. So none of my bench did anything.
Yeah, like I said, your bench wasn't really going to help you overall. I mean, maybe Buffalo defense, but that only got you, like, 6 more points.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure about playing Buffalo's defense against Miami.
Yep, I can see your hesitation.
They just scored 70. So.
But it's all right, you know. It's a 1 week down, another one to go, you know.
Yep.
Let's talk about the last game, unfortunately.
Going from one disappointment to another. C-Dub won't call back, gets his first big win of the season over Justin's Great Value Broncos. Riding the back of Josh Allen and Christian McCaffrey, scoring him 96 points. So those two players alone would have won him the week. But he decided to pile it on with Cole Kmet having the game of his career against Justin, and then a bunch of other players getting double digits. So all around solid performance from Alex's team, scoring 178, which isn't the most scored by a team this year. Zach Tanner's team has that title. But yeah, Justin, your team just decided not to show up except for Kieran Williams. He decided to try to single-handedly win the game for you, but he can only do so much, right? So
I just got to say, in my two other – I think I texted you this over the weekend, but in my two other leads, I have Cole Kmet, who, of course, has been on my bench because you just can't depend on him yet. The week that I play him in the one league I don't have him, he goes to 27 points. I mean, come on. What's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, his game log, he's got what? Yeah, I mean, he's gotten decent games, 9, 7, 4, 27. So, I mean, the 27 game was great. But he hasn't produced a goose. So, it's not a bad tight end.
He has a decent floor for the tight ends have been this year, but, I mean, he's not like,
I mean,
anyone you really would want to put in for your tight end spots. You know the choice.
Yeah. Look at your great tight end. I mean, George Kittle had an amazing week a week before, and then this week he scored 1 point. So,
yeah.
George Kittle has been severely disappointing this year, especially for how high you had to draft him.
Well, apparently he's just blocking all the lanes for McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least Eckler another week, and now he's got the bye week, so I'll definitely have him out next week. So hopefully he'll be fully healthy and just go on a rampage after that, but, you know, still got to wait for that. I've been trying to do some ideas for some trades. Put a couple of feelers out there if anyone has any ideas. For trading, I definitely need help for it. Receiver. Trying to package like Kiddo and Godwin or something like that. You know, whatever you guys feel you can throw out. All definitely good evaluation. But other than that, yeah, my team kind of blows right now.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. You and me both.
That's why we have the people on this podcast. We need some happy people on here that are actually winning something. So that we don't.
Yeah, call somebody else call on the show who actually wins and knows how to play fantasy football, because apparently we don't.
I mean, I guess we can give Alice Bird a call, but he's probably busy with his twins right now.
And or playing golf or hanging out with Tony Baselli and all the other Jags players out there. So,
all right, let's go on to our next segment, which is not my team.
Not my team. Here we go. All right, I'll kick us off with my favorite team. You know, and maybe I'm playing the voodoo juju hoodoo game, but I'm picking Chris Whelan as my favorite team this week.
Because it definitely worked for you so far.
Because it's worked great, because every player I pick as my favorite has a terrible week. So, Chris, you know, voodoo mama juju to you. So, but we'll see how this week goes. It's the first week of bye weeks, so everybody, make sure you set your lineup, because if you play a bye week player, we are going to punish you. We're going to figure out a way to do it. We'll call you out on the podcast. Maybe we'll make fun of your mama. Maybe not.
Yeah, let's leave mamas out of this.
They leave mamas out of this. Mama Whelan is a saint. So.
And who's your least favorite?
And so is Mama Miller.
Oh.
But least favorite is John Snavely. I know he's projected to get more than me this week, but his team – oh, he looks like John picked up Justin Fields. So somebody dropped Justin Fields, and John was able to scoop in and pick him up.
Okay.
But so he's given up on Joe Burrow. So he's going to take a backseat on his bench. But John's team has just been hurting so much that, maybe Fields will have a better week than Burrow, but you know, who knows? Washington's defense is pretty good. So, Olave playing a New England team who just lost their number one cornerback this year. So he may be able to play good, but Derek Carr isn't looking like, you know, the Derek Carr of old. So we'll see. He's playing all the players who did great on his bench. Let's see if they can have same good second week this week for him. But John scoring 56 points last week just kind of puts you in the bottom of my rankings this week. So
sounds good. My favorite team right now is I went with the Carson City Goobers. I think overall he's doing pretty good with his team right there. We talked about him a lot. Let me go back to his team one second, just so I can pretend like I know what I'm talking about. Carson City Goobers right here. Of course, I'm talking about him when I'm playing him this week. I did not do that on purpose, Ray, even though I'm playing you. I actually picked your team because I looked at you first. I'm not trying to play any bad voodoo on you. But I think Jordan Love's been pretty surprising. I'm, of course, a St. Brown fan. Of course, you've got the gold nugget of the year, Puka Nuka. Nakura? Sorry, I have no idea how to say that yet.
Puka Nuka.
Puka
Nuka. I've heard good nicknames for him. So, like, Puk Nukem is a good nickname.
Fair.
I've heard. And Puka Nuclear. That's another really good one. So.
Yeah, other than his like running backs were just, I think, under the radar or just, you know, might not be the long-term answers. Definitely a little kind of maybe weak spot if you want to say one. But overall, like, he's got San Francisco defense and Washington, which are both pretty solid. So,
yeah.
Overall, definitely like a race team. And then I could not kick John while he was down, so I went with his brother, Joe. He's got, you know, half of Miami players, which overall we think it's a bad idea, but I think it's just kind of, let's just have another monster game. I think it's going to be hard to, like, tell or get them all on the same page. Considering they waddle out, so it definitely is another big-time player Joe hasn't been able to use in that couple weeks. So that's kind of always Joe this week. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, and Joe, you got like three players on bye, so go set up your lineup. I know you're probably going on like 3 hours of sleep with a new baby at home, but if you're listening, go update your lineup before Sunday or Thursday if you got players playing tomorrow night. But
absolutely,
yeah. So if you made not my team this week, if you're our favorite, if you're not our favorite, if you're least favorite, call us in. Let us know. Give us a voicemail. Send in your text, send in your comments on the Instagram page. Just let us know how you feel about our favorites and our least favorites. And maybe you can talk your team up and we'll pick you next week.
Yeah, or if you want to rank your favorite four podcast hosts, we'll definitely take a listen to that too. Yeah.
Tell us how great we are. Tell us how bad we are. You know, we love to hear it all. All feedback is good feedback.
All right, let's go to our best segment of the year. Let's go into power rankings.
Power rankings.
So you again? Are you really going to do 3x3?
Sure, let's go. You know, number one, Super Saiyans. He's been Super Saiyan this year on all of our behinds. He's been on tear, and he's going to stay number one until he's not. So good job, Zach.
I think if he wins like two more games in a row, he'll have to change his name to Super Saiyan 2. Just like an ascended Saiyan and just a whole new level.
Yeah. Yep. Got to change his picture to the blue-haired Goku. So, number two is Mega Miller's team. Matthew's team keeps on winning, whether you expect them to or not. So, good job, Matthew. You have like the exact opposite effect I do. So, like, people play their worst game when they play you. So, you end up, you know, winning every week. So, congratulations. And number three, C-Dub won't call back. Alex, our defending co-champ, he's back up there in number three team. I mean, his team finally showed out this last week. And I just realized this week coming up is another rematch of the championship game. We have Alex Burr versus Caleb. So maybe we want to Caleb or Alex can get some Caleb can get some revenge on Alex, and all of Caleb's players show out, and he can show who really should have won last year. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see.
All of our questions will be answered after this week, I guess.
Yep.
Number four, we got Whelan and Dylan. Of course, there's Chris Whelan. And we have Crescent City Goobers, which is Justin Ray. And then Prestige Worldwide, which, of course, is our friend Eric. I don't think any real debates on that. I think they're all pretty solid. You can probably flip-flop it in any like, small details, but other than that, I think it's pretty good there.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement with that one. And then 7, 8, 9 is Team Dadford, Rack City Clutch, and Running Up That Hill. So Bradford's team, you know, dealing with some injuries. I know losing Nick Chubb for the season is really difficult, and that's going to be – we'll see if that's a hole he can get out of. But, I mean, at least he's got 2 wins, right? I mean, doing much better than I am. So
both of us.
Yeah. Caleb, of course. Caleb, I wouldn't count him out. Caleb's been had some rough goes with some injuries, but I think he's starting to get some players back, and having Camaro back was a really good having him stick out on that bench for so long to get him back now. He's going to really help him out and see if he can string some wins together going forward. And then Joe. We'll see. Like I said, Joe's team goes the way that Miami's team goes. So we'll see how if Miami can, you know, keep up that high power offense, or if they kind of pooter out a little bit and cause him to have some down weeks going forward. But
for sure, yeah. I don't love those last three in that order, but only one week.
Yeah, no. The only way we could change that is to win it.
All right. Do you want to do a little dynasty talk real quick?
I guess you're just gonna breeze over the last three. You're not even gonna mention us.
I mean, it doesn't need to be mentioned. Of course, it's me at number 10, Great Value Broncos. You at number 11, Mac Attack, and of course, unfortunately, John at number 12, Miami Hearts. I mean, there's no real reason to hype on this too much. We know why they're there. We know what it needs to be done if they're not going to be there, but we just need to see it first.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Sorry.
We're out.
Had some trauma. I was trying to block it out, but we went through it.
Yeah. Well, we made it through, bud.
For sure.
We made it through.
So the Dynasty talk, a little short and sweet tonight, but overall still pretty cool. Overall, I think it's pretty good overall. I like how it's going.
I enjoy it. I'm trying to get some trade talks going. I'm trying to trade Caleb. You know, I wanted to upgrade my tight end position. He has 2 really good ones, and I'm trying to get one from him. So, Caleb, if you're listening, look at my trade or throw me an offer. Remember, guys, you can trade Fab. You can trade your draft picks because they will carry over next year. You can also trade future draft picks. So if you want to throw somebody two first-round picks for one of their players, and they're willing to part ways for it with that player this year, let's get some trades going. Like, Dynasty trading is, like, kind of one of the things that make Dynasty so fun. So, you know, always, even if you don't think somebody's team is willing to get rid of it, you can always sweeten the deal with some Fab or sweeten the deal with a draft pick. So,
speaking of
Caleb, Fab, answer my trade and let me know.
Speaking of Fab, Josh, did you see what our top guy in the sleeper league did with Sean Steed?
Yeah, so Sean dropped all of his Fab on one player. I saw that recently. What was that? What did he do there? It was he dropped 100 Fab on Jameson Williams.
Yeah, the Detroit receiver who just got reinstated from the betting scandal, whatever you want to call it. I have confirmation that it was an accident. He did not mean to put all $100, but put through, and he now has that player for the Dynasty League, which I just thought was funny.
That is funny, because I don't think anybody else put any money on him, so he could have put $0, and he would have still got him. So,
because I was looking at the standings, I was like, oh, it's kind of cool that, you know, Sean is undefeated, and he's obviously up in our league. And then he'll throw the waiver. I was like, wait, how does he have no budget? He doesn't need anyone right now. And I realized it. And I said to him today, I was like, did you mean to blow all 100% of your fab budget on Jameson Williams? He's like, no, I did not.
If you want to throw Sean from fab, he may want to trade you. So
exactly. That's the time to strike is when he's out of fab, and you'll never know down the line we will need some. So you might be able to get someone for a little more of less of a price to pull away from John if he's able to wants to do it.
John and Justin both have zero fab. So if you want to throw up some fab so they can pick up some waiver ability later on this year.
What did Justin spend him on?
Jerome Ford. He threw everything on him.
Yeah, he dropped a heavy ticket on that one.
Yep. He's like, I need that guy. I can't afford to lose him. So, but so it's been fun. It's been an interesting trying to get used to like all the bench spots and all the starting spots and everything like that. So we've really enjoyed it. And if you're interested and you're not in the Dynasty League and you want to join next year, let us know. We can always expand it to – actually, I don't think we can expand it. But if anybody ever drops out, we can keep you in as a alternate. Because, you can't expand it because all the players are already drafted. So we're stuck at 10. But if you're interested and we hear somebody's not wants to drop out, we can always keep you as a backup if you want to play.
Or maybe, I'm featured somewhere down the line, we work our own expansion draft. We'd all have to like drop a few more players for the year, and then that makes up kind of the extra team. I guess it's two teams, so it'd be kind of really crazy getting into it. Either way,
that's somewhere down the line. Down the line. We're just enjoying it this year. We'll see who comes out. The winner that gets that sweet belt that you made for everybody. So that's really cool.
Yep, that's why I got it, to keep it motivational. Still think
we don't have a punishment. We don't have a punishment for this league for last place, but we may have to figure something out.
Oh, we definitely. Because
technically, there's technically a punishment. We got to make a punishment, but technically get rewarded too. Because if you get last place, you get the first round pick of the next year. So
absolutely.
And I just got to rag on John. So sorry, John and I are both doing terrible in both leagues. I'm in ninth place in the Dynasty League, and John is in 10th. So we are holding down the fort of the back end on both leagues. So, but also in Dynasty, I wanted to point this out. I am playing Chris Whelan in both Dynasty and regular, so hopefully I am victorious in both this week.
We'll just keep up putting the voodoo on him, and you'll never know.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that's all I got for you tonight, Josh. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it. Let's call it night and get this podcast published so everybody can get out there and listen.
All right, well, I appreciate you listening to us, and hope you all have a good rest of the weekend for the football games, and good luck to everyone, and hope you all have a great night.
Yeah, Justin, thanks for joining me tonight. It's been a good time, so good luck to everybody except for Chris. You know why, Chris. You know why.
It's just Chris. Everyone else can be fine. Just Chris.
Yeah, everybody else do. You know, I don't care how you play, but Chris, I'm coming for you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Hey, peace. See you guys next week. We'll have a good one.